You know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Modern Mentor Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Cook. In today's episode, I'll be talking about how to manage meeting overload, because it's real. But you have more control than you think. So let's talk about how you can regain it while keeping your reputation protected. To paraphrase the famous psychologist Abraham Maslow, when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. I don't usually swing a hammer due to my tendency to injure myself and those around me, but I've always appreciated the expression. When we walk around with a single solution in hand, we assume every problem requires this very solution. A hammer can do a lot of things, but try to mend a cracked phone or a broken heart with a hammer, and your ending will not be a happy one. This is how I think about meetings in the workplace. We hold them like a hammer. Have a problem to solve? Need to generate ideas? Have a message to deliver? Need an update on a project? Have data to review? Schedule a meeting. Now, I'm not saying meetings are bad. Meetings are excellent drivers of collaboration, connection, innovation, and alignment. They offer tremendous value when scheduled for the right reasons, with the right people, for the right amount of time, and with the right objectives. Frankly, without meetings, we wouldn't have a canon of Dilbert comics to keep us chuckling. And then where would we be? Meetings are also great at robbing you of the free time you need to get work done. So how can you make better decisions about when to attend meetings? And if your gut says to opt out, how can you do that without damaging your reputation? Start by adjusting your mindset. When a meeting request comes through, chances are you peek at your calendar, and if the slot is available, you click accept. But you have a job to do. There are outcomes and impacts that are yours to deliver. Your time and energy are finite resources. It's your job to be mindful of how and where they're spent. Are there certain meetings you'll just have to attend because your boss expects it or it's part of your company culture? Sure. The goal isn't to have zero meetings or 100% control of your calendar. The goal is to shift your mindset when you consider what your time means and how you allocate it. Think about your time like you think about your finances. Where will you invest? Where will you save? When you have $5 in your pocket, hopefully you don't spend it on the first $5 widget you see. Instead, you should spend it on something useful, something you need or you'll enjoy. The same goes for your time. You have an open hour, but that's yours to invest or to save. Don't allow somebody else's agenda to shape your day.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Save big money on everything for your spring projects at Menards. We have all of your garden and landscaping essentials. Master Garden Premium Garden Soil contains a slow-release fertilizer that feeds gardens for up to 9 months. It produces better results and is ready to use for all your gardening needs. Save big on Menards' great selection of garden and landscaping products. Compare brands in-store or online at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Next, define your opportunity. Let's say a meeting request just came up. If you decide to attend this meeting, what's in it for you? Will it grant you the opportunity to participate in an important conversation, give you FaceTime with a senior leader, or let you show off a great piece of work, or even build or nurture an important relationship? These and many others are valid reasons to say yes. There is no formula that tells you whether a meeting is worth your time. That choice has to be grounded in both what's important to you and what's expected of you. What do you believe makes a meeting worth your time? Take the reasons I listed or make a list of your own and use them as filters to help you make a great decision before blindly hitting accept. Are you unsure of a meeting's purpose or the role you'd play or the benefit you'd receive? Don't be afraid to ask the host for clarification. Sometimes just reaching out to confirm why you were invited will trigger the host's realization that you're not that essential to this particular meeting's success. Then they'll make the decision to reclaim your time for you. As you start to build this practice for yourself, you'll likely discover you're not sure about whether to attend a lot of meetings. In the beginning, when in doubt, say yes. But pay attention to those meetings you weren't so sure about. Was your instinct to hesitate correct? I'll bet that more often than not, it was. You'll improve your filtering capability over time. But for now, strive to cut out just 1 to 3 meetings per month. And don't forget to be intentional with how you use that gift of time. Next, be creative in achieving outcomes. Opting out of a meeting doesn't mean opting out of work or labeling the work unimportant. Often, if we look beyond the hammer, we can find a more effective solution. If your role in a meeting is simply to provide an updated timeline on a project, is there value in your sitting there for an hour to offer that update? Or could you just send a brief update to the host of the meeting who can report it on your behalf? Or maybe you've looked at the full list of attendees and realized several of your colleagues are already going. Do all of you need to be there? Maybe one of them can represent your team and provide you with an update, and then next time you offer to do the same for them. Note that in these examples, there is no judgment of the work or even of the meeting. It's a matter of whether your presence is necessary to add value. Finding more efficient ways to deliver the same impact shows ingenuity on your part. Next, decline strategically. So, what if you've decided you don't need to be at this meeting, but you feel uncomfortable saying no? Here, messaging matters. Remember, declining a meeting is about protecting your time. It's not a rejection of the work or the host. So be sure that your no thank you captures this sentiment. Your response to the organizer or to your boss might be something like, I'd love to provide that update live, but I'm managing this critical deadline. Would it be okay to send an update of the project ahead of time? I'm happy to field any questions that arise. Or you could say, thank you for including me. I've noticed that Tom and Jane will both be there, and I'm confident they can represent the team. Is it okay if I skip this one and catch an update from one of them? I'm happy to take on any key actions that emerge from the meeting. A few things for you to note in these approaches. First, there is no apology, because you're not sorry. You're demonstrating strategic thinking and prioritization, two critical leadership capabilities. Next, you're not saying a bad word about the meeting or its organizer. You're simply suggesting some efficiency. And finally, you're not shedding your accountability. You're still offering to provide input, field questions, and take on action items that are yours to own. Last, role model meeting invite etiquette. You know what they say. When you point a finger at someone else, 3 fingers are left pointing at you. So when you're the one hosting the meeting, model the consideration you'd like offered to you. Which means, don't invite everyone who has ever touched this work. Be inclusive but intentional with your invite list. Have a clear objective and focus on those who can contribute an update or a decision in service of an outcome. And finally, offer grace to those who decline. Applaud them for their choice. Now, will putting these ideas into play suddenly free up 50% of your time? No, it will not. But I want you to celebrate every 15-minute increment you manage to win back. I don't care if you use it to call a friend, grab a snack, or listen to another episode of this pod, That time is yours. Use it as you wish and enjoy every minute of it. I hope you're feeling inspired to take back some control over your calendar. Do you have a question I can answer? Send it my way. Check out the links in my bio for all the ways to reach me. You can also check out my website at leadabovenoise.com or follow me on the Modern Mentor podcast page on LinkedIn. Join me next week when I share my strategies for presenting remotely with confidence. Until then, thanks so much for listening and have a successful week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Saving money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.